Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for taking the time to be part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Pete Killian. Pete is a principal with the Cambridge Group. Pete, tell us about Cambridge Group.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. We are a growth strategy consulting firm, which is, I know, is a lot of jargon. We're a small firm based mostly in Chicago. I'm actually based in New York. All we do is focus on growth, and most of that growth strategy comes from work focused on customers, consumers, really end users. It could mean new products or brands, new market if they're entering, or even new consumers that they haven't reached yet. So a lot of our work, all of our work is really focused on that growth imperative.
So, and CambridgeGroup.com, is that the website?
That is, and my focus specifically, and I'm glad to be on the show today, thanks for having me, is on retail growth strategy. I love retail. Whether it's, you know, developing new private labels, segmenting a store's customer base into different groups there, or really treating their business more like a portfolio.
One thing about retail is you don't go into retail if you don't have a thick skin.
It's really tough. Competitive.
It's a tough business. But speaking of that, let's move on. Let's just pick back up where we left off in the last segment. Sure. With Amazon, one of the things I think it's important to point out to people that they probably hadn't thought about before, is Amazon, how is Amazon having this kind of success? How are they able to do what they're doing? Okay, Bezos is a genius. Bezos he's got an idea. He's the Jobs of the retail space. I'll give the devil his due there. But he's also manipulated the markets in a way that nobody else has done. He's a technology company. He's being judged like a technology company, meaning, yeah, we'll give you two decades with no profit if you're growing. But then he's growing not in an innovative way in terms of new products. He's growing by picking off industries. Did I say anything incorrect there?
No, I think there's two, your question of how is he pulling this off. I think there's two real things, right? I mean, and he's been very transparent from the beginning of one is customer focused. And two is, I think they're fundamentally a services company, which has a lot more, as you say, retail is really tough from a margin standpoint.
Right.
Services companies are not nearly as tough from a margin standpoint. There's a lot of cash left to, or margin left to reinvest.
But if he started out his business as a services company and wasn't seen as a technology company, for example, you know, if you think about it, Kroger is a services company in a way, right? They deliver the food to you, or deliver food to the store and you come and get it. But my point is the markets won't let Kroger go as long as Amazon did without making a profit.
Yeah, I agree.
They saw them as a tech company, even though they use technology basically. I mean, they were in almost a class of their own, right?
Yeah,
they were almost
a category of one. I think it is that one is why you're seeing such great growth in the business and the stock price is this ownership over that customer relationship, that the Prime membership and really it almost becoming a default option for people now just to buy Amazon. You're seeing
I have that.
Google.
I'm a member.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And that's probably your first stop, right?
Well, maybe not my first stop, but I use it. I do use it. I'm not saying it's not convenient. And this is the point that I'm trying to get across to my folks out here on Main Street is, yes, when Amazon completes the deal with Whole Foods. Now first, you and I have to agree on this. It may not work. I mean, even if the deal goes through, look at what happened when AOL bought Time Warner, right? That was a disaster.
Sure.
And so this may turn out to be a major fail, but if it works – There are going to be disruptions, but there are also going to be opportunities, and you're going to have to find the niches where those are. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think there'll be opportunities for small business folks in a couple ways. One, like we were saying, they you know, small business people have the close relationship with customers that I don't think Amazon can ever get with everybody. And I think the other way is there could be, you know, tech-enabled services that Amazon can bring at scale and at low cost that to small businesses that can't do themselves. And that's partly why you're seeing so many startups getting off the ground too easily. Yeah, I mean, you think about where is the margin for Amazon's business? It's all on Amazon Web Services, which is, you know, Netflix is a customer of theirs, as well as any other number of small startups who don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on servers these days. They just go online and it's all there for you. So I could imagine a future in a similar way where, you know, we don't, you know, small retailers or other small business people don't need to think through all of the complicated tech-enabled features and benefits to deliver to their customers if Amazon can handle it for them. Now, of course, there's trade-offs to that.
You're exactly right, Pete. But here's something that they have to realize, because we've learned this in this last year. Amazon is no different from Facebook or Google or Twitter or LinkedIn. They only care about one thing, and that is themselves and their share price. They don't care. They don't give a rat's patootie about you, any of you, small business owners, any partner. They don't care about any of you. And just like Walmart did to many of their vendors, all that partnering scenario you talked about, I agree with you, Pete. It's going to be good, and it's going to be potentially very handy. But don't ever get the idea that Amazon's not in charge. And they will do what suits them if it ruins you.
Yeah, there can always be trade-offs like that. And I think one of the things we might see is, I mean, I think there's a lot of thinking. And there's, by the way, the point about Amazon being a services company is one that Ben Thompson, a really smart blogger, has made again and again. So I want to credit him there. But you might see this kind of democratization of healthy food.
Yeah.
Or people have said prices have been too high for too long, and now they're coming down.
That's a quality of life thing. Could be good for consumers. Hold on to that thought. TheCambridgeGroup.com is the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.